You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
And welcome back to You're the Man Now, Dog. This is me waving to the audience.
Hi, audience.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to You're the Man Now, Dog, the improvised comedy podcast with some conversations with my man, Dan Lippert.
My man, what's up? Give your mic a quick tap for a sink. And now we've done everything we need to do. The business has been had.
Right.
We're in the yard. We're hanging out. What's up, Brian? What's up, world?
Not too much. I don't know if you're hearing the tunes from next door, but they're bumping.
They're bumping. We got the neighborly offer to turn it down, and we said, nah.
Yeah.
Keep it on.
What's the big deal? What about a little source music?
Yeah.
It's not underscoring. It's sourced.
Sourced. And for me, I'm never going to listen to this, so I don't mind. Keep it going.
Is that too big of an admission, folks? We don't listen to the episodes?
We talk the episodes.
Yeah, we listen to it the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to listen to them. Mm-hmm. When we edited our own episodes.
Right.
And it just made me go like, shut up, Dan. That's what the whole time, yeah. Just being like, shut up, dude.
Isn't it crazy that you have a podcast and hate to hear yourself talk?
I learned a little bit about myself.
But it is, I mean, that's not uncommon.
No.
Johnny Depp can't watch his own films.
Well, that's interesting.
It's the process,
Pirates?
Not the result. The worst.
Really?
He goes, that's not me. I'm not him.
I don't drink rum like that.
No, my boat didn't sink.
I can watch Johnny Depp films.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Some people, it's funny to think about when people get like so famous and you can't really remember how.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just been always Johnny Depp to me, but I don't know what the thing.
Right.
Pirates was what made him super huge, but he was already Johnny Depp before that.
I think he was like a teen heartthrob in 21 Jump Street,
yeah.
Maybe is like the big launch. Maybe, but then, yeah.
But there's
Benny
a million heartthrobs. Yeah, Benny, it's like...
Right.
What was the thing that launched him?
I mean, Pirates was the hugest movie of all time,
yeah.
That whole series.
Like, for my whole life, as I remember, Robert Downey Jr. has just been the biggest guy in the world.
Right.
But, like, it was a struggle to get him cast in Iron Man.
Yeah, because he was huge and then went away for drug stuff.
Yeah.
And then came back bigger than ever.
Yeah.
Ryan's
hat fell. We all looked at it.
Yeah, we all did.
Well, it's Octubre, our first episode of October. We had a great anniversary month. A lot of new subscribers. If you're new from September, welcome. Peace. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
If you're our day ones.
Peace still.
Peace, but also hang loose.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang loose is wonderful. Resurgence, right?
Big hang loose resurgence. Well, because... For me, and maybe this is the whole world, but we run into people all the time.
Right.
And it's always and it's a lot of acquaintances. And for a while, I was going like, I would just do this. And
yeah,
this was my signal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I'm not going to stop for you.
Right.
And then I got tired of doing that and kind of shifted to the hang loose.
Yeah. And I feel like it's really kind of cross-cultural.
Yeah.
Everybody does a hang loose.
Yes.
You know?
It can be a dude.
Uh-huh.
You know, a surfer dude.
Right. That's my preference.
Yeah.
Hawaiian style.
A little Hawaiian.
Yeah.
What's it called? I keep wanting to call it the shaka, but it's not. Is it that?
Yeah, I think so.
Shaka.
Shaka, yeah. Yeah.
Not to be confused with the shocker.
Hard R.
Hard.
One's got a hard R.
Yes.
Anything with a hard R, you know it's a little worse.
It's a little, yeah, we can cut all hard R's from the lexicon, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Ever since we heard about the soft R, if you're using hard, stop.
We know who you are. We know who you are.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a racist pirate.
That's right.
Johnny Depp.
That's right.
Now, we have to scoop the big news, which is not a scoop. We've all known it for days.
Uh-huh.
The big man's got the big C.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that scoop. And of course, you're talking about Big Daddy Trump.
Big Daddy Trump.
Having the big Corona 19.
It has Corona SARS-CoV-2.
Novel.
Novel. I mean,
what do you say?
I re-remember every 20 minutes and I just smile to myself.
I know.
And who knows what's going to. Here's the thing is the way I'm about to get a little psychologist on everybody.
Okay.
But the way we control things is to try to predict, right? It's like, well, maybe he's faking it. Well, sure. He'll get better. Maybe sure. The base will be revved up. Maybe he'll get better and say, like, look, I got over it. It's mm-hmm. not that bad. But for now, can we just enjoy that for the first time in 4 years,
right,
a logical thing happened?
Yes.
Isn't right. that nice?
Right.
Because it's felt like for 4 years, and for some people, their whole lives,
right.
I'm sure,
right.
But less so for me out of privilege. For 4 years, things kept happening that were like, all he does is eat filet of fish and he's going to live 100 years. Right. All he does is be mean to people and nothing bad happens. All he does is insult women and nobody cares, it seems like.
Right. Right.
All he does is say that this disease doesn't exist and walk around maskless.
Lie. Yeah, and never gets caught in the lies. And
yeah.
this is a little bit of vindication for all of us who have seen him lying and been like, does anybody, we, and it's like, now you have the thing you say is not real.
Yeah. Like a Republican Congress can let you lie forever,
right.
but a body with SARS-CoV-2 is going to make you face the truth.
Absolutely.
And there is something like just
yeah.
refreshing for once. It feels like in 4 years to be like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. The guy stubbed his toe and it hurt him.
Yes. Right.
We found the weakness.
Right. That is nice that he can't really just brush this one off. He is in the hospital for
yeah.
him. And, you know, I hope he's okay.
Let that one sit. I really hope he's okay.
I really hope he's okay.
Because we cannot wish ill on people. We simply cannot wish ill on people.
I know. Well, I do kind of agree that it's not, you know, I don't really want to wish that anybody's dying.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a pearl clutchy thing about you're not allowed to do that.
That's good.
You know, because I do get what everybody means of like, have some compassion. It's mm-hmm. like, I mean, yeah, as a mm-hmm. man who may die.
Yeah.
I have compassion for that. But also, don't tell me how to talk about this motherfucker.
That's, yeah.
I you know what that. I mean?
I think we've talked about this before, but it's like, all of a sudden you're a Buddhist.
Yeah.
Right. All of a sudden, all human beings deserve respect and compassion. It's right. like, where were you?
There was a great tweet, and I should be able to remember and attribute it. Maybe we'll find it later. But he was like, well, we found the one thing that makes Republicans believe in science and Democrats believe in religion.
Yeah.
Because all the Democrats who don't or whatever, like thoughts and prayers, of course, to Trump.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't do religious right bullshit. And now they're like playing the little part. And all of a sudden the Republicans are like, well, the science, you know, he's at the doctor.
Yeah.
It's like, well, where was this before?
It's such a clear example of like, can we all stop acting?
Exactly.
I can't act a certain way about hearing news.
Yes.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to get shamed for it.
Right.
To be honest, I heard it and I laughed for a while and I was really happy. And yeah. like, yeah, yeah, I also, he put up a video of him in the White House that was like, I want to thank everybody. Your support's been really important. I'm doing fine. I'm going to be whatever it was. And I felt really bad for him.
Right.
I watched it. And to me, it looked like a really scared man.
Yeah.
And that made me feel empathetic.
Right.
And also, I think if someone who brings a lot of pain to the world dies,
yes.
it's kind of okay.
Yes.
That's how it made me feel.
Yeah.
And I can't walk around this minefield of how you're supposed to react to hearing things.
Yeah.
Because right. it's like, I don't know.
Right. I just don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe we've talked about this too, but it's like, I don't really need your opinion of what I said.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think,
yeah.
not what you think of what I said. Like, don't just sit around and wait for me to talk and then your opinions arrive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, before I said anything, how do you feel about it? Don't sit here and just react to me. You now need to put yourself out there like I put myself out
yeah.
there. You know, I'm not here to be judged by the judger who is not up for judgment. We're here to be equals.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
When I say something, it's not an invitation for you to disagree with me. It's an invitation for you to say your idea. But if your idea is based off of my idea, you don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A conversation isn't constantly figuring out how the other person is wrong.
Yes.
Or constantly having the best take.
Yes.
Like just talking so that you can be the first one to say something.
Right.
It's like there's three takes out there, and I don't care about any of them if it's not actually how you feel.
Right.
No one cares if you predicted what happens next right.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like you're out here saying all the right stuff and doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, shut up.
Shut up.
Also, we have a lot of friends who choose to be actors in Hollywood. I don't need political advice from you.
Yeah.
If you want to take your own advice and move to a place that helps the world, I will absolutely listen to you.
Yeah.
But if you want to continue to audition, I'm not listening to you about politics.
Now, you can tell me again how things feel.
Yeah.
But like,
right.
Why on earth do I care what your prediction is?
Exactly.
And you shouldn't care about mine unless we're just curious about each other.
Right.
But.
Right. Well, what do we all do? Leave the conversation and go, okay, we all do that now.
Yeah.
Now we'll call Washington with what we all decided.
Whoa, you tweeted the right thing. Whoa. We got to tell Washington, dude.
Oh, my God. How did you say it?
Twitter is like that project in high school where it's like we're all going to put together a thing and send it to the president. All the students are going to, and like you kind of believe it. And right. It's like, I don't think they care right. over there.
Right.
I think
you know what the president's doing? Writing bills that kill people. He doesn't give a shit about you. He doesn't care what you're saying, doing, or thinking. It doesn't matter.
We always have a little background noise, but while we were talking, I got a little distracted because I think we got three different sources at once.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like somebody is drilling into a huge log.
We have our music over here, our sounds like generator over here.
And then someone's just blowing on something, which ended, but like a...
Yeah.
We talked about maybe today, so for September, we were doing like three episodes a week, so it was hard for our Monday ones to do comedy because we were a little tired of doing comedy so much.
Right.
But today, we'll do a little check-in and maybe a little improv off of it if people at home feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And if not, again...
Turn it off.
Turn it off. That's the joy of life.
It truly is. It truly is. Go where you like it.
Turn it off and take your money back. Don't, but you could.
No. Wait for the next episode. It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go away. We've got something good right around the corner.
Guys, if this sucks, the next one's going to be great. Don't worry.
But we have... We're doing a little tiny shifts. We're calling ourselves Man Dog Pod now in our socials, which we've already kind of been doing.
We're growing up. We're a year old.
We're a year older, which, you know, the 1 year is we're teething. We are toddling.
We're still sucking at the titty, but we're interested in hard food.
Well, yeah. All the stuff that they say about it, they told us when we go to the doctor and get pregnant.
Okay, well, it looks like he's still sucking on the titty, but he is interested in hard food. Hard food. Yeah.
Carrots. Sure. My baby loves hard carrots now. And what else? We got the new logo by Annie Wu that we, I guess, premiered on
beautiful
our
logo.
Patreon. Beautiful logo.
And you definitely need to premiere a logo.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got so little going on. The logo.
It's true. It's like, hey, every time you do a new little thing, you go, here it is.
Yeah.
But I like it. I really love the logo.
And we had a lot of positive feedback.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annie, and thanks to everybody. Right when we posted it, people chimed in, which just makes you feel a little hurt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. Heard, not hurt. I don't know if I hit my D
on
that
one. I really wish they wouldn't have chimed in.
No, please don't say anything.
Listen, guys, support the pod, but don't talk to us.
Don't talk to us. We talk to each other, and we never listen afterwards.
That's right.
Well,
should we jump into some prov? I feel checked.
You feel checked?
You know, unless you got something else you need to check in on.
No. I just I don't have anything lined up here as far as voicemails.
That's
so
okay.
If there's something from what we talked about, or
we can do a pattern game, or we can do a little monologue, or, you know, get back to our roots.
Yeah.
You know? I do want to say shout out to Dan for having us in his beautiful backyard. We did a little bit of set decoration today. You know, we got the background. Hang on. That's the sound of the sunflower, folks.
That's a sunflower growing. Now, any sunflower growers out there, my leaves fell off days into the growth. I think it's because it's 100 degrees in October.
Uh-huh.
But if anyone knows why these little yellow leaves all fell off here, could use a little advice.
It was like what looked like a classic sunflower.
Classic sunflower opened up, real happy, real bright.
Right.
And then the third day in a row of like 100 degree weather, they frowned.
Right. So they were sort of upright, and now they're wilted as well.
Yeah, which I think part of it is because the seeds start growing, so the heads get heavier.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But I don't know. Any advice is
I wonder if the yellow petals will grow back.
That's what I'm really praying
for. Like
maybe
it's just a life cycle.
Yeah. But maybe they're supposed to fall. I don't know.
If you're a sunflower head, and we don't mean David's seeds, we mean actual sunflowers.
I can't believe you just brought it up. I bought some David seeds this week. I'm trying to go a little bit of the Mediterranean diet.
Okay.
Because
is that where you suck on stuff and spit it out and don't eat it?
That's exactly it. So I've been sucking and spitting Mediterranean style.
Uh-huh.
But I've been chewing. I during the Lakers game last night, I ate like a whole first half of David's seeds.
Hell yeah!
Because you could just crunch
plain.
I wanted plain, but they didn't have any, so they're low sodium salted.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Full sodium is a lot.
Yes.
For an adult.
To just be sucking on sodium. I mean, the Greeks and the Mediterranean can do it, but I'm not there yet.
Shout out to Little League Baseball and David's Sunflower Seeds.
That's right.
That's where I had them.
Big League Chew and David's Sunflower Seeds sitting in the dugout.
Right.
Your coach has to play you because of the rules. So even if you're bad, you're getting a little time in the game.
And you know what? Even if you're bad, you're still getting seeds.
Yes. Which is the big David sell. The commercials are always the bad kids on the bench. And it's like, at least I got the seeds.
You know, when I ate seeds as a kid, I didn't eat the seed. I just sucked the salt and spit it.
Really?
That's what I thought it was. You just sort of.
So you didn't even know?
No, I knew. And then was like, I think I just want the salt. Yeah. You know, I don't need to eat the seed. Because I also don't like when you break the shell and eat the seed. You're getting a little bit of shell, too. They're just so messy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm textural. I got a texture thing.
I'm a bit of a monster. I will eat the whole seed. I'll chew up the shell. I'll spit a lot, too.
Yeah.
I'm a half and half.
Right.
But if I feel like the shell has broken up into my teeth in a way, I'll swallow the whole thing.
Sure. That's tough.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's really tough.
And I just got word that my intestines are ripped to pieces. I don't know if it's related.
Yeah, they say it's like eating glass.
Well, I got glass in my ass.
You got glass ass. Classic.
My association with those and pumpkin seeds is that they were like popular in Israel. Again, a little Mediterranean, because that's where when we would go to Israel, we would always have them, or like we would always bring them back in little packages or get them sent there.
Pumpkin seeds or?
Pumpkin and sunflower, yeah.
Mm. Do you think these will yield seed?
They should yield seed.
It feels like I can see some seed.
Yeah, I think that's big seed coming in there. So we'll see what happens. Some people online say after they yield seed, you hang them upside down and let the birds come get them. Or I could dry them out and put them in the oven for myself.
It's for the birds.
That's what I said.
Well, should we do some improv? How do we want to get into it? Do you want to do a pattern game or a monologue or a...
Let's do a pattern game.
Yeah, I like that too.
Let's do it. Reminder for all new listeners.
This is inappropriate, but my phone is ringing right in the middle.
Who it be?
It's my mom.
Oh my God.
Speaker.
No.
Next time.
Hi.
Hi, Bets.
So this must be odd for your mom hearing you ignore her call in real time when she listens to the episode.
I don't know that I'm ignoring it.
Right. You're in the middle of something.
But I'm busy.
Yeah.
Yes. But yes, she will hear this. And mom, I can't wait to talk to you later.
I can't wait to hear what the conversation's about.
Yeah. Well, you may. You may not.
All right.
I don't tell Dan about everything I talk to my mom about.
60%.
What is that? What are we even talking about?
I don't know. Who cares? Just talking. If you just talk fast, nothing matters.
Right, right.
So for those of you new listeners, maybe we've done some pattern games in the past, but if you're not familiar with it, pattern game is you take a one-word suggestion, and then you kind of, for lack of a better word, riff on a free word association.
Yeah, our sort of goal is to go A to C from the word, not A to B, but you skip the B, you go to the C, and then you go, how do you get there? Maybe that inspires an idea.
Yes.
And then once we find something we like, we riff, we riff, we riff.
We riff and roll. So you're about to hear it happen. Let's see if I can find a quick suggestion on this mosquito repellent. Precautions.
Precautions. Precautions.
Precautions.
Stop sign.
Roll through.
The California roll.
Sushi.
Uh-huh. Eating sushi while driving.
getting like doing the whole wasabi, soy sauce.
It's a really hot day in your convertible and you're on your way to your next big meeting and you're eating the sushi.
Yeah, the chopsticks on the wheels.
I like this idea, but I don't know how to turn it into a scene.
Me neither.
Traffic stop.
I might have one.
Okay, great.
Hey, Uber for Ryan?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, not much. Thank you.
Yeah, grab a seat. Front, back, whatever you prefer.
I'll do back, yeah.
I got the address here. Where you headed? Is it a friend's house? Or?
Yeah, heading to a friend's house. We're doing a little, just a chill little kickback, you know? Not really a party, you know? Socially distanced, of course, but
great.
Sort of kicking.
Well, yeah, I got the plexiglass up here, so you should be safe also here. And
smells kind of spicy in here.
Yeah. Oh, you're smelling that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a lot of pickups today and just got a little hungry. So I'm doing a kind of a Japanese little meal here.
Oh, yeah. I see on the window here you do Uber and Uber Eats.
What's that?
I see on the window you do Uber and Uber Eats.
Yeah. So at my last pickup, I ended up just getting something for myself at a.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool.
And a lot of the places now, because of the COVID thing, are doing, it doesn't have to be cooked food. You can get it raw and just kind of cook it up yourself in the car on the way around town.
Starting to get the fish. You went to a sushi place?
Yes. Oh, that's the. I got an eel roll.
an eel roll?
Yeah. Eel and avocado roll. And here we go there. I'm just going to.
Eyes on the road. Eyes on the road.
Yeah, that's fine. I can do both.
Okay.
Damn, okay. The fucking thing about these, I don't know if you're a sushi eater, is these soy sauce packets are impossible to open with one hand.
Uh-huh. Maybe just wait till we get to a stop sign
It
or
is
something.
All over my lap.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't think soy comes out very well. It's one of the big stains.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's a big, I think it's a dark stainer.
Fuck.
It's a nice shirt, too. Is that banana?
Yeah, this is Banana Republic. My whole outfit's Banana Republic and Wet Seal. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, Wet Seal.
Yeah.
Isn't that a...
Wet Seal has some nice fits there. Because it's hard to find a fit for my body.
I don't think
I've
ever been in a Wet Seal, actually.
Really?
I've seen one.
Oh, you got to go in.
Is that men's?
I think unisex.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
No judgment. I just never...
None taken. No, yeah, I think everything is like a little... odd, but my if it's
wow,
my
that's
body
a big perfectly. Tempura roll you're pulling out of what is that a fryer?
Oh, yeah. I had this kind of you know, how you can get like, and you got one back there too. Some guys do video games. I know another driver I knew had like a karaoke machine, but if you want to fry yourself up something and little plexiglass down and whoop, you got egg on your face.
Whoa, a little hibachi performance.
It's a fake egg, don't worry about that.
Okay, well, it is still on my face. Okay, hey, can you just look at the road, please?
Yeah, I got both.
But you have two knives in your hand. I just don't feel that safe with you, like, flipping knives around while driving.
Okay, yeah, I won't do it as the cooking, but it's part of the show, and just tip based on how much you enjoyed the show.
I think I'm going to tip based on the Uber ride.
Well, I'm getting you there quick, by the way. I've gone through three red lights.
Yeah, I have noticed that. I don't know that you... I usually like a multitasker. It feels like a lot right now.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just do the...
Will you pull over? I'll pay for us to sit and stop if you can just pull over and eat your food, and then we can continue.
That's really nice of you.
Is that okay?
Thank you. That's really nice. Unfortunately, I got a lot of pickups tonight, or I'm hoping to get a lot, and the longer I take with you,
people
the less...
food orders.
Both. I obviously will be making a little dessert. You can see that little ice cream machine there.
Yeah, you got like a Cold Stone slab?
Yeah. Tell me it's your birthday or give me a little tip.
Well, if it's not my birthday, I have to give you a tip?
Well, it wasn't one or the other, but it's if you want...
All right,
obviously
here's
$2. You want
the song.
You do the song? ice cream.
Okay. You know what? I'll get out of here. This sucks.
Hang on. You're going really fast. You can't get out yet.
I know that. It's really scary because you have a knife and a Cold Stone slab both going. And honestly, my fryer is spilling back here.
Oh, shit. Yes.
And it looks like there's hush puppies that are just burning in here.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my last guy never got his hush puppies.
Why are you turning around?
Well, I got to give him the hush puppies.
No.
If I drop you off and you don't get your ice cream and fried rice, aren't you going to be mad?
I did not order ice cream and fried rice.
Well, what do you want? Kobe Wagyu? What do you want?
I did have to skip lunch. Maybe a Kobe sounds pretty good.
Okay. So.
Kobe.
By the way. Tragic.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. That's very tragic.
It's L.A. It is L.A. R.I.P.
We got to stop pitting basketball players against each other. You know, reputation, Kobe, LeBron, and who's better. You never know when they're going to go.
What are you talking about? Pitting them against each other? What are you talking about? No offense, but this is the weirdest part you've done so far.
You never know when they're going to go, these guys. We're always pitting them against each other.
But Kobe didn't die because he was fighting LeBron. He died in a tragic accident.
No, I know, but you never
know.
You
think he was trying to brag to LeBron about being in a helicopter or something?
I don't know. It just feels like it all happened so fast. Okay.
Luckily, we're at my destination. I think I'm going to get out of here.
Okay, well, 5 stars on Uber, 5 stars on Uber Eats, 5 stars on Yelp, 5 stars on Seamless, please.
Is this advice?
Oh. You got egg on your face again.
Okay, this one was a real one.
Oh, fuck. Oh, then I ate the fake one.
You're that man now, doggy.
Dog.
We haven't done two men in a while.
That was fun. Dan, I got pause. You got a little boogie coming.
Oh, my God. I laughed a boogie out of my nose.
It's okay. It's out of the side towards me. Yeah, I think you may have got
it. Did I get it?
I don't know.
And we'll keep this in, I think, in Zoom. And if, again, if you're memeing me, what about this?
Me.
And that's a boogie meme.
Oh, Dan showcasing the new glasses. Yeah, I don't see it anymore.
Zenni's, as recommended by Ryan Rosenberg, Zenni Optical. Great glasses, affordable prices, magnetic sunglasses.
It is. I'll tell you what, the older I get, the more I appreciate function.
I mean, this is really,
you know,
functional,
saying?
Really great. Do yours fold in half? I feel like yours used to fold.
No.
Oh, no. I thought they did, and I was expecting that. But,
No. They maybe sell some like that, but it probably depends on what frame. You're liking them?
I am, yeah. I just had like a week where I decided to go for the whole look.
Yeah.
I saw myself in the mirror and I went, this guy's from the 70s.
I like your look right now.
Long,
I like the
hair, mustache.
Yeah.
Got like a fun little terry cloth robe and shorts that I kind of roll around the house in.
Oh my God. Matching?
What's
that? Or
matching,
separate pairs.
Yeah, matching.
The shorts match the robe.
Yeah.
And does the carpet match the drape?
Yeah, you know that the
dude. Yeah, it's bright red.
I'll save that information for the contractor. But
what's
yet,
the contractor?
Whoever would see my carpet and drapes,
okay.
I guess. I don't
know.
But there's a fine line between like 70s comfortable and 2020 pervert. And so I'm trying to not.
Razor thin.
Razor thin.
Razor thin.
I'm trying not to give off one impression over
no,
the other.
I think confident is cool, and you know who you are.
Thank you.
You can look however you want if you're not a pervert.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
and
fine.
By the way, I am not a pervert.
You are a thief, though, and a Nixon, and a crook.
I am a crook, but I am not a pervert.
Excuse me, I just burped right into the mic.
Okay, well, we
Brian,
can't.
Make sure you pump.
Ooh,
I got a lot going on.
Okay. Oh, this guy needs mouth to mouth, but I can't get COVID. Let him die.
As Dan is showing, we had a couple of big Dunkins on the way over, and I'm funking off the Dunkin', if you know what I mean. Now that should be their tagline.
Which is,
I'm funking off the Dunkin', baby.
And you're saying that because you just burped because of it. So
just,
is the tagline about that?
They would probably be like dancing, like they have caffeine
yeah.
now and they're feeling good. It's probably, but you could be like, I drank a coffee and I'm sick. I'm funking off the Dunkin'.
Oh, I'm funking off the Dunkin'. I'll tell
you. And their commercial is just like, next time, go for the medium.
I wish, you know.
Absolutely.
Ad campaign. I mean, there's so much cowardice in the world of advertising.
What if it
know.
Was so funny that they advertised their medium yeah. that everybody started going again?
Stop eating. Hey, did you need the dozen? Come to Dunkin'. Just get the six.
America runs on Dunkin', but maybe we should walk.
Oh, God, like, I'm funking on the Dunkin'.
I think this might have to be something we just do freelance and pitch to them.
Yeah.
I think we need to start doing that. Be a commercial production company
just
that makes
tweet.
Bad, funny commercials and go, if you want it, it's for sale.
You can
of
have
course,
it.
Of course, you don't.
Yeah, but if you, all it takes is one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100. We need the money.
We do need the money. So anybody out there that does advertising for, I mean, it doesn't have to be Dunkin', it could be McDonald's and be like, oh, did somebody say McDonald's?
Oh, God.
I had it
Did
last night.
Did somebody say McDonald's?
I can't do it again.
Oh, turn it out.
Hey, man, you doing all right? Yeah, I had McDonald's last night, and I just didn't sleep super well.
God, it was delicious.
Oh,
was
man.
So
Did
good.
Say McDonald's?
Oh, God. Oh, sorry, you said McDonald's. I'm going to the bathroom.
Ugh. Yeah, I was so depressed and hungry that I got it and ate it really fast, and it made me happy for a few seconds, and I felt like shit.
Well, because the thing is, I ordered way too much like I always do. Because what am I going to do, pay the small cart fee? Yeah, I got to deliver.
I got to get 15 extra dollars worth.
Dad, I did the same thing not 2 days ago, where I was like, well, do I pay $3 in a fee, or do I just order $3 more of food and pay the same thing?
$3 more.
I don't want the food. I literally want to not have the food, but I can't feel cheated.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, give me the fucking burger.
I just rewatched.
Freaking.
Oh, by the way, we're clean comedians now.
We're clean now. Call Seinfeld. We're on his team.
Will Smith don't got a cuss to sell records.
Neither do we.
Well, neither do we. So Fresh Prince him and Fresh Prince
so
you.
Fresh
too.
Prince you. Oh, yeah.
This is God. A good day today.
I'm funking off the
I
mountain.
Mean, things are terrible in the world. It's 105 degrees in October in Los Angeles.
Lizard!
Oh, we got the lizard. But some good things are happening. The lizard's around.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
The life of a lizard. What do you think? Good or bad? Or do they know?
You know, I think there's a lot of... I think they're constantly living in fear of losing their tail and having to grow it back.
Right.
I think they're constantly like, fuck.
Right.
My tail could go away at any second and it hurts to grow it back.
Right. You know what I like with a lizard, though? No for social sure. anxiety.
You don't think so?
No social system at all.
Yeah.
Not that that's what I need, but sometimes, yeah.
Because?
I'm too self-conscious.
Yeah.
The life of a lizard is so simple.
Yeah.
Find the bug.
Find the bug, chomp on the bug. And
find
what about,
the bug, be on the wall.
What about temperature regulation?
I don't know. I don't know about
it. Well, if they're cold-blooded, so.
That's right.
If you're on a hot stone, you feel good. You don't go like, ha, ta, 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 ta.
Yeah, right.
I don't think. I don't know.
But maybe they go all the way through, ha, ta, 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 ta.
Their whole body.
Their whole blood.
They're like, fuck
I
this.
Do notice this guy's sitting in the shade, in a little shade provided by the wood thing. And he's going up the shade.
Doing
he's
his
trying
push-ups.
To stay out of the sun. I looked up more about this limbic system we were talking about the other day.
Was that on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Leilani and James?
Yep, because, you know, we were talking about how dogs and horses you can sort of communicate with.
Yeah.
It is that mammalian brain that allows that to happen. It's like allows us to have, like, emotions and stuff, basically. And this limbic system is typical in all these mammals.
Uh-huh.
And it's the way your brain develops that allows you to have memories and emotions and, like, attach feeling to things or whatever.
So they have some sort of element of that too. Dogs Correct. Or horses yes. or bears.
Yes. Any brain that develops in a mammalian type of, so any kind of mammal, I think even like a dolphin, right?
Yeah.
They're doing that thing, which separates the dolphin from the fish.
That is what it is.
And it's been said a million times.
Men from
Sex
the boys
for pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mammalian.
Now, what about this limbo system?
I heard if you make it under the stick, you win.
Because horses can limbo. Bears can limbo.
Unfortunately, horses don't do it right. They walk right. They dip their head and walk right under.
You fucking idiots.
Hey, horse, I need to see your stomach if you're trying to limbo.
Well, do we want to do another? What about that great pattern game?
I loved it. Let's pop Beautiful into another scene. Pattern. Where'd we end up?
We might just end up doing a perfect Herald here. We'll do three good scenes, and then we'll see second beats.
I agree.
And... that's not going to happen, my friends.
How about this? Bakery.
Bakery. Bakery. Now, should we be looking down the barrel here sometimes? What do
sometimes.
You do?
Sometimes.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'd love to show this on the camera. We got water coming over the fence.
It's gorgeous.
I'm pretty tempted to run in there.
Yeah, get a little...
You ever run through the sprinklers anymore?
I mean, childhood. When we were kids, so much of a theater degree... is teachers talking about when we were kids, what we used to do.
Right.
When you're a kid,
right.
you just play for fun. It's like, yeah. God damn, $30,000?
I think this person's a fucking idiot.
Wait, I am. All right. Welcome to the session today. So yeah, this is just kind of a private acting training. And just real quick, what's your experience so far? I like to get everybody, just know where we're working right now.
Well, I've done a little bit of off-Broadway in my local town. And it was, well, sorry, off Sunset. And the sort of the big street in my town was Sunset, so it was off Sunset.
Okay, wow.
It was sort of community theater, but a lot of the community came out.
That's great.
Yeah, and then, you know, I've seen a lot of movies.
Great. So. Well, wonderful. Yeah, I mean, that's, we learn a lot just by watching.
Thank you.
We learn a lot by watching.
And thank you for doing this today. I've heard a lot about you, and you've come highly recommended.
Happy to be here. Thanks for paying. And
sure.
Yeah. So what I like to do, and a lot of my system is just a lot of acting is ripping off the mummy paper of adulthood. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So much of what we do as adults is take away our genuine reactions.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're masked up in toilet paper.
Yes, yeah. And the masks we wear, toilet paper masks, wolf masks, Halloween masks, right? That's one thing.
Halloween masks.
But we also wear masks in our day-to-day life. You probably wear a mask as a brother or a son or an employee, and they're all different masks.
Right. I know each person different depending on which part of myself I'm playing that day.
Exactly. Maybe you go into work wearing an Austin Powers mask.
And no, then you... what? So, what kind of masks are you talking about?
Oh, literally and metaphorical. No, but literally and metaphorical. Have you ever worn a, you know, just...
an Austin Powers mask to work?
I mean, if the answer is no, that's okay.
I wish my work allowed me to do that, but I have to have this adult job where I go in and I wear my vest.
No, that's not it. That's not it. You're not listening to me. So let's break it down. No. Have you ever worn an Austin Powers mask into work just because you didn't want to be recognized that day?
No. No.
Okay, well, a lot of people have. Let me find something a little more relatable.
Okay. And you said no refunds up top, right?
Yeah, that's my email. No refunds at yahoo.com.
Right. I'm glad I did find you, by the way. I wasn't sure if I was emailing the right person to send money to.
Well, a lot of my day is going through my emails and deleting ones that are people that are mad at certain businesses that think that they're emailing the business's refund account or whatever. Right.
And you have to wear that mask of sort of the corporation saying no.
Why don't I do the metaphors? You'll understand.
I'm new at this. I'm just trying to dive in.
Yeah. Now here, let's do this. I like to start every... I love how open you are to listening.
Thank you.
Being here with me right now. I like to start every session just working on your core because your instrument is so important. You know, what's a piano player's instrument?
Their fingers.
No.
like their hands.
No, a piano player's instrument
is... their ear? The piano.
Yes!
Oh.
It's the piano.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because they can't play. It's an instrument. Or maybe
we're just in a room with no tools, so I thought we were talking about the human.
That's the thing is our instrument's going to be different than theirs, but for the example, theirs has to be an
really
instrument.
I'm really sorry to upset you. I paid up front.
No
refunds.
I figured
you should have a little bit of goodwill since you already have the money.
Well, yeah, it's just I get a little frustrated when things don't go how I want.
You're right.
Because
you're a little...
Yeah. So we'll move on. What about a carpenter? And, of course... a carpenter's instrument might be...
a nail.
Sure, close.
A hammer.
There we go. Okay, yes, okay. And so you would take care of your instrument, your hammer, or something like that. So for us...
I mean, a hammer, what do you do to it?
Well,
you
it works,
keep it not rusty,
it
I
works
guess.
A lot better with piano, but you fucked that one up, so we had to move on.
Sure, you know,
else.
I'm beginning to question...
Hey, I don't want to lose... you today. I'm seeing a lot of potential here.
I'm just stressed because this is a really big deal for me.
Yes.
And I've never been one-on-one with such an acting coach.
Well, you're auditioning for an industrial tomorrow, right? You wanted to work on that audition?
Yeah.
And so maybe we can just look at the audition, the sides.
Okay.
And we can work it out together and just kind of break down some of your bad habits. Because we all come in with bad habits that we just can't let loose a little bit, you know?
Okay. What was that?
What?
We all...
I just sometimes, I feel like we are so measured all the time, and sometimes I just feel like talking differently for some words, you know, and not being so controlling.
Right. I feel like every time I mirror your body language, you look at me like I'm wrong.
No.
Okay.
You're doing great.
Well, yeah, here's the sides. Okay. I play the victim in an office who gets screamed at by his boss, and I get demeaned, and I have to apologize and stick my hand in the microwave.
This is for like an internal company for like their
It's an industrial video. About, I guess, harassment or something.
Okay, great. All right. Hey, who jammed the shredder?
Oh, I think I tried to stick too many card stocks in there. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'll fix it.
Okay, let's take that again. Hey, who jammed the shredder?
Oh, that was me. I think I put too many card stocks in there. I can fix it.
All right, let's do some jumping jacks. Just loosen your instrument up a little bit. No, you're doing great. Let's just loosen your instrument up a little, do some jumping jacks, you know?
Okay.
For example, a piano player would tune their...
fingers.
Piano? How would you tune your fingers? No, how would you tune your fingers?
Can you just tell me what you want me to learn, and then I'll try to learn it?
That doesn't work that way. You have to naturally learn it. So,
what does that mean?
You can't teach a man to fish. Yeah.
You famously can. That's the whole point of the saying, is that that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay. Let's just get the jumping.
What was your name?
Arnold.
Okay. Okay, that came quick. Okay, yeah, I believe you. That wasn't your name, was it? Wearing a mask right now?
I'm so not well.
Because you look familiar. And I will say you're making me pretty randy.
You caught me. I'm wearing an Austin Powers mask right now. We all wear different masks.
Who cares?
Because I didn't want you to recognize me.
Why? Would I recognize you?
Yeah, I'm on a few post offices. You know, the wanted things in there.
You're on a few post offices?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'd like a refund.
Well?
You haven't taught me a single thing. All you've done is criticize me when I've tried to hear what you were saying. And there's people drilling in your office?
Well, yes. And what are they using to drill?
Their tools.
Which are?
Masks.
What? And we?
Our fingers.
And... we cut to you booking the job because you've learned so much from me right now.
That doesn't help me.
Visualize it, baby.
You're the man I got. Ah, guys, I don't know if you can tell, but it feels great to be outside joking with my buddy.
It does feel great for us.
I would say if you're at home and you're listening to this, call a friend. Just connect. Who is the person that makes you feel comfortable and like yourself? Let them know.
Let them know. Thanks, you feel Dan. That way. Thank you, Ryan. Isn't it nice?
It is nice.
Absolute freedom.
Freaky.
Freaky freedom.
Have you ever taken an acting class proper?
Like in L.A.?
Sure. I guess you did theater.
I did a bunch in school, yeah.
In L.A., have you taken like a sign up on your own acting class?
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
I was always really hesitant to.
I'm terrified of it.
I think it is really scary, and I've taken a lot of workshops,
right?
So not like you come in every week, but you come in, you do sides, they film you, they give you notes and stuff like that.
Right.
And the thing that I actually really liked those, because a lot of people that take them aren't that good,
right?
So they made me feel really good about myself, especially comedy stuff. I'd be like, I would like get it, and I'd feel great. But an actual class where you go in 8 weeks and you sit there for 3 hours and whatever, mm-hmm. I think would have been really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never did it.
Yeah. I guess we did so many improv classes, which is sort of like theater.
Yeah.
You know, and there's definitely acting in there, but the sole purpose is not to work on yourself as an actor.
Right.
I think it's almost honestly more of a writing class that we don't realize.
Yeah.
Like an improv class is a writing class on your feet.
Mm-hmm. I think that you're learning so much to write, and I think the acting elements of it, you're learning a lot to like listen, be engaged, and respond.
Right.
But it's not focused on in an acting way.
Right.
It was what was really hard for me eventually teaching at UCB is like you can get the ideas, but if you can't just honestly act, it's really hard. If like somebody's like, I brought a gun, and you can't be like, oh shit, dude.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's just going to be hard.
Because it's like a vulnerability thing.
Yeah.
Like, do you allow yourself to be seen rather than like guardedly pretending to act?
Right.
You know? What the fuck, dude? You can't bring a gun in here.
Yeah.
Is not at all how somebody who has a gun at them, pointed at them, acts.
Yeah.
So it feels false or whatever.
And it's hard to teach that at the same time as teaching all the like ideas that they're putting you in your head.
Right. Yes. Also because there's a weird thing where like they're not here for your acting notes.
Right.
So it feels difficult to be like, you know what, your actual issue, you need to change this. Like it feels too personal almost for an improv teacher. Interesting.
But yeah, I would, sorry, I cleared my throat right into the microphone there. Mm-hmm. I would, I think I would like to, I think I acting school, college gave, put a pretty bad taste in my mouth.
Right.
Because it's like really up its own ass.
Right.
And the way I learned it was like, had no focus on the idea. I probably talked about this before, but it was always like creating the character and all this like back like work or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And when the reality is when you, if you're trying to act in LA, that people are going to look at you.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, this is what you look like.
Right.
Do that.
Right.
And the, I spent like 4 years of acting school never playing myself.
Right.
And I wish that it would have been more like, how can you access yourself? How can you access how you respond to things naturally?
Right. The idea that an actor is supposed to be a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Kind of a falsehood.
So, like the really good ones are.
Right.
But if your thing is you're going to move to LA and you're going to audition, you're not going to walk into a room when you're first starting and be Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right. And I even think like those people who are shapeshifters, it's the costume and the camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're not acting that crazy different. If I have a shaved head or if I'm in a wig that is shoulder length, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
Like it, all those like physical choices and like the shoes and all that stuff does so much of the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is about like, you're always going to bring yourself to it. I mean, who cares about this dumb conversation, but
we do. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting a phone call. I wonder if
oh my God, it could be my mom.
I don't know this number.
That could be her.
She 310.
She's pretty stealthy. No. You're probably getting booked on a gig.
Oh my God, it's my gig.
Oh my God, it's my gig economy.
I keep getting a call from a number that says Arizona Contact Track. Is it Arizona Contact Tracing? Is someone trying to call me telling me I was around COVID?
Oh, I don't know.
But I'm not in Arizona.
Right.
That's They're not leaving messages.
Right.
Right. But anyway, I think like, if you walked into a room to audition for There Will Be Blood and was like,
right,
I drink up your milkshake, they'd be like, okay, thank you.
There's only one guy in town that gets to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And so I think like when you're 19 and they're like training you to do that shit, I think for me it was just hard to commit.
And I think I also, there's that weird thing of like knowing something from the outside and then knowing it from the inside and how different they actually are. Like growing up, everybody on TV and in movies was like sort of superhuman to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like an actor and they must be special and whatever. And now it's like, no, these are people hitting their mark, saying their lines. And then like the camera, the makeup, the costumes makes them look fancy and important.
Yeah.
Like that they're on TV already gives you the status. Like, they're not there bringing status.
Yeah.
The fact that they're on television makes them look cool and famous and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you see an actor on, like, Fallon, and you're like, oh, they're just a dude.
Yeah.
Who, like, has a good haircut and can say the lines they were told. You know what I mean? Like,
100%. And, like, I think it is, for me, 90% being able to have your lines so memorized that when someone talks, you are naturally responding.
Right.
I think like the hardest part about acting is just like not being like thinking really hard about what you're going to say next.
Right.
But right. I don't know. I think there is like,
it's interesting.
It's really hard to, like they say, the camera picks up everything. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to just like naturally,
totally,
this close to you, hear bad news or whatever the thing is, mm-hmm, and just kind of hear it.
Right. And you think you're like supposed to act. And I feel like a lot of it is unlearning that.
Yeah.
Unlearning the idea that like, and now I show it.
Yeah.
It's like it, if you're just playing that it's happening, that will look like the truth.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Grumpy. Oh, keep it in. That's good that? Foley. Yeah.
Burp.
Bum, should we bum, do one bum, more bum, little PG bum, pattern bum, game, bum, Paul George?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great.
Did you have
one last camera check?
We never did bakery. So.
Oh yeah, wait.
Oh, yeah, cam check.
Did we start one and then? Oh yeah, 15 minutes left, baby.
Okay.
What's up, baby?
And that's gonna be a meme.
Meme. This is silly. We're just having a silly time. I hope everybody at home can have a silly time today, just for a few minutes.
Can we get 1 hour of silly in your day?
That's right, because you can.
Some people meditate.
Yep.
Some do yoga, some exercise.
If you don't think I'm deep in meditation right now, you're crazy.
Oh, when we do this, we are, I would say, the Dalai Lama and King Buddha himself.
Right, right. Ooh, I wonder if this is like a corny improv warm-up thing, but do people know about Mind Meld?
I don't know. Do you? Let us know in the comments.
Thing?
You want to do a mind meld?
Kind of.
Yeah, let's do it. So mind meld.
Because we haven't really done it a lot.
No, we were never on like a team that warmed up together.
Right.
Secrets out, Big Grande would not warm up before shows.
In fact, we vehemently would not.
The warm up was the pre-show chat.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Reminding ourselves that we're right. Not terrible.
So mind meld is sort of about building group thinking or parallel thinking and getting connected with your teammate, I think.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll say two words, and then of those words, we try to guess the thing that they have in common or the link between them, and then we will each say two more words, and either we got it or we guess again.
And you keep going until you say the same word.
Right.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three,
shoe.
Parrot.
Parrot and shoe.
Parrot like quack.
Oh, parrot.
Yeah.
And shoe.
Parrot and shoe.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three, talon.
Tree and talon. Tree and talon.
One, two, three, hawk.
Grip
and hawk.
Okay.
One, two, three,
snake.
Football.
Snake. I was thinking like a... They
yeah,
would a,
yeah.
Snake and football. Okay. There's got to be one here. Okay.
One, two, three.
Gators.
Play and gators.
Okay.
One, two, three. Gatorade.
Ooh,
Gatorade and Florida.
We called it Gatorade. Florida and Gatorade.
Okay.
Florida and Gatorade. One, two, three,
Miami. Miami and orange juice.
One, two, three,
oranges.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my God. Of course.
I thought we both had a little twinkle in the eye for O.J.
Of course.
Sometimes it's a logical next word, and sometimes it's I know what my buddies think.
Yeah.
So what did you say there?
Orange juice.
And O.J. Simpson.
Or oranges, I said oranges.
Oranges and orange juice Simpson.
Oranges and O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
One, two, three, nickname.
Brunch.
Brunch and nickname.
Brunch and nickname.
One, two, three, pancake man.
Pancake man and breakfast. Okay.
One, two, three, IHOP.
Syrup
and IHOP.
So we're not nailing this mind meld so far.
It's a bad one, but I feel like what's fun is people at home are probably like, oh, I got the same one as Ryan.
Yeah. Syrup and IHOP.
Obviously, you can't say the same word again.
That's right.
That's why.
Syrup and IHOP. One, two, three,
family. Sticky and family.
Sticky and family.
One, two, three.
Kids.
Those stickers on the back of a car with the family on
them. Oh, yeah, okay. Back of the car stickers and kids.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Carpool.
Names and carpool. Carpool was good.
Names and carpool.
What do you think, three more?
Yeah, and start afresh.
Yeah.
Because it makes a difference.
Yeah.
names and carpool, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a hard one.
Yeah, real hard.
One, two, three,
Subaru.
Okay.
Mom and Subaru.
Okay.
One, two, three, hippie.
SUV.
Hippie and SUV. Last one right here.
One, two, three,
VW Bug.
Crap.
Well, we got close.
We did. We didn't meld, but we had a lot of fun.
Yes, we had a lot of fun.
Prius and... Okay, well, come on.
Prius and VW Bug?
Simple, pimple.
One, two, three, car.
Yeah!
And that's right when you give up, you do one more push. Nailed it.
I think that's the thing I remember because I'm out of practice with these. You kind of got to go like away and back.
Yeah.
You got to go like specific, general.
That's what I was trying to do with Atlanta, but I would have said snake if I didn't say Atlanta.
Right.
And we would have matched.
Right. Well, let's do one more and show them how easy it can be.
Now, this one will be easy. One, two, three, mosquito.
Sandpaper.
Mosquito and sandpaper. One, two, three,
scratch.
Itch.
Ah, I was going to say itch.
Oh, damn.
Itch and scratch.
One, two, three, nails. Bump and nails. One, two, three, cocaine.
Ooh. Hammer and cocaine. Okay. Hammer and cocaine.
One, two, three, can't touch this.
Drunk and can't touch this.
Hammer.
I got it. I mean, come on.
Drunk and can't touch this.
Well, whatever.
One, two, three, MC Hammer.
Yeah.
It's a half cheat because that was what I used to get to.
Yes.
Can't touch this. But,
you know, drunk and can't touch this, you got to go MC Hammer.
That's right.
Should we do one more in improv? I want to do three.
Okay. Yeah, rule of threes.
Okay.
One, two, three, Gorbachev. Parasailing and Gorbachev. Gorbachev? What's his name?
Yeah, I don't know.
One, two, three,
vacation.
Vacation and plane. One, two, three, trip.
Fly and trip. Fly and trip.
One, two, three, LSD and travel.
We already said trip.
Mm-hmm.
That would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
LSD and travel.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three,
Burning Man.
Journey and Burning Man.
One, two, three,
music.
Desert. Oh, duh.
Desert and music.
Hmm.
One, two, three,
Coachella.
YouTube?
Oh, damn.
They have Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Coachella and U2. One, two, three,
headliner. Oh, my God. I was so close to something like that.
Right. Headliner and not invited.
Okay.
Headliner and not invited?
Yeah. One, two, three, concert. And this is how you do it.
This is how you do it.
All right. We got better with each one.
Yeah, that's a mind melt, folks. You can do it with your friends at home. Honestly, this is the dorkiest thing, but like I've done this at parties with people.
Where
we just
fun.
Like sit in a circle and go around because then you get excited when one finally happens, you know? And a really fun one I used to do with like teams once they all got kind of good at it, I would do it where everybody was in. Did you do this as well? Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Everybody's in, and as they get it, they like join teams. So you end up like whittling from 6 to 5 mm-hmm. to 4 to 3 to
mm-hmm. That's fun.
It is fun.
I have not done that version of it.
It is fun. Well, Dan, this was a real blast.
Are we ending it on the mind melt?
I don't know. We could do one more scene, but I feel pretty good.
Great. We'll end it on that.
We love you guys. Thanks for listening. I love you too, Dan.
I love you too, Ryan.
I appreciate
and
that.
I love you too.
Stella.
Oh, shit. Estelle? No, I put her inside, right?
Inside. Yeah.
I fucking hope so. Otherwise. Oh, I hope my dog didn't die just now.
I think Stella's inside, but there's a cow skull over on the grass. Is that related?
Yeah, she turned hot and skull. Here's a request.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done this. But if you're enjoying the podcast and you haven't done so yet, leave us a review on whatever you listen to us through.
Sure.
I think it's been a while since we've gotten reviewed, and it does bump us up on there. Early on, yeah, we were, you know, the 47th best podcast in the country or whatever, improv podcast.
Right.
And we were like, no, we're not. We're top five. Right. We know it.
If only because just, there can't be that many that exist.
Yeah, that's mostly what it is. It's like there's... It just can't be more than 15 actual improv podcasts. And of those, we got to be in the top 10 or 5.
Tell your buddies, leave a review. Let's make this second year blast off.
Let's blast off. The bigger we are, the more, the more sunflowers we can buy.
There we go. So all the money is going to sprucing up the yard.
Yes, spruce the yard. Thanks to Annie Wu for the new logo. That's Annie W on Twitter. And always Harry Chaskin for our original logo.
Yes, we'll Casey those... Trailer for the gorgeous song,
Casey,
of course.
Casey, of course. Ryan Rosenberg. Brian Holmes.
Everybody.
For editing.
Dan Lippert.
It is Brian Holmes, right? I'm like, did I say his last name right?
I believe so.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Bri.
Love you, baby.
Bri guy.
I know you more by your email address than your last name.
Which is
And we'll bleep
private.
This BH37.
Well, bleep it or not, you're doing it.
Yeah. Well, Brian, it's up to you now. Do you want your email out there? thanks for listening.
Might have to also put a little.
Oh, yeah. We should give us a little in the mouth, too.
Yeah. What else can we have him do fix?
Maybe.
Because we're rascals.
Yeah. Maybe if I say penis.
I do like a Arrested Development bleep.
They're so good. Yeah. I'm so glad they kept the bleeps in the
so fun.
Netflix.
I think Chappelle Show on TV is funnier than Chappelle Show DVD.
Yeah.
Because you hear the curses versus the bleeps. The bleeps are like a comedic choice, and the curses are just how people talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it.
The bleeps are good. The bleeps are good, folks.
The bleeps are good. What the bleep do we know? Et cetera, et cetera.
Thanks, as always, for listening, and we'll catch you later.
Bye.